German officials are calling it the longest blackout the country has seen since the Second World War. For tens of thousands of Berlin residents, power is finally being restored after nearly 5 days in the dark and cold following a suspected arson attack.
The fact that the federal public prosecutor's office has now taken over, as the senator of the interior said here a few days ago, underlines what this is about. Not a minor arson attack, not sabotage, but a terrorist attack.
The mayor of Germany's capital says on January 3rd, a group of left-wing extremists set fire to a major power grid in the southwest portion of Berlin. He says the blaze immediately cut off electricity to 45,000 homes, 2,200 businesses, and multiple hospitals, leaving nearly 100,000 residents without heat or power during a period of freezing temperatures.
Better protection of this critical infrastructure is important for Berlin. We will be working closely with the other state premiers, but also with the federal government to discuss how we can better protect critical infrastructure in our country.
The left-wing extremist group known as the Volcano Activist Group has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was a protest against fossil fuels in Germany. In a statement, group leaders apologized to less affluent residents impacted by the power cuts, but said it, quote, has less sympathy for the many owners of villas.